today they would say, this is shatila. Tila means this sesame seed. And so then they would say, like, oh, on this day, you bathe with water that is mixed with sesame, you're massaged with sesame oil, or you eat sesame seeds, like this, or you offer in the sacrificial fire this sesame, like this, and so forth, like in six ways, they're telling. So Vaishnav telling yesterday that this eating sesame, you're following vrata, not eating this, but offering this sesame seed for Bhagavan to eat. So it's important to know, like, oh, what is Vaishnav telling us, that every Ekadasi have some speciality. In a way, they come. In general, we know that Ekadasi is like mother. Like mother, always nourishing, not only giving birth, but after that, nourishing the child. So Ekadasi every month coming twice and nourishing the devotee. So each time, some speciality. Like just last time was Putrada. Vaishnava explained. In one meaning, Da means donor, one who gives dan, one giving donation. But Da also means cutting. So in both ways, Putrada, giving Putra, or like a son who can save you from hell, or cutting that desire to have sons and be like a progenitor of this material world. So many Ekadasis ends with Da, but this Ekadasi, there's no this Da, but Shatila. So we've heard from Vaishnavas before explaining us, giving us some context, like how to see this Ekadasi. The Jivas coming in this world, from the time born, then immediately this tendency to enjoy is there. And for him, food means only for this body. When during the time of creation, after Lord Brahma created, then Lord Brahma also prayed that what is like that Bhagavan supply also something for nourishing the body from these material elements. And he prayed for like food. And Vaishnava explained that Lakshmi Devi herself gave to Brahma a seed. And this seed actually is prasad from Narayan. From this seed, then comes all these grains. First coming the sesame seeds, then the barley, and so forth. So with this, then the jiva's different body is being like nourished, becoming strong. But is this the meaning now on this Ekadasi? Then we are appreciating or thanking God or giving this like food for body. Actually, we have to go deeper. That's why on Ekadasi we fast, appreciating that the real food is not this something that you eat. It's like in Christian, sometimes we say like, oh, they pray like, give us this day our daily bread, and you pray to God giving food. But actually even Jesus, he was showing that the food is not this something, this bread that you eat, but this bread is the words of God, his name. There was a pastime that Jesus fasted for 40 days. And then Satan appeared to him, or we say Maya, appeared to him and tempting him, like, I will give you everything. Then he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by the words of God. So even like the Christians, they have this teaching that it is not this food that is the real food. So as we go deeper even, we know that the real food of the soul is that which give us or strengthen our relation with Bhagavan. And this is what Ekadasi is giving. Ekadasi coming from the senses of Vishnu. And now, coming twice a month to nourish and making it so that our siddha-deha, our real spiritual body, will manifest. So then, if someone follows this vrata, then all this nourishment will come. So, it's been described, bhakti pareshano bhavi birakti, anyatra chaisa trika eka kalaha. Prapadya manasya yatra asnatasyo tushti pushti what is the third one? Shudapayo anu gasam. He said, prapadya manasya, for those who have surrendered to Bhagavan, yatra, just like asnatasyu, like when you eat, those who surrender to Bhagavan, just like when eating, there are three effects that comes at the same time. Trika eka kalaha. And what is that? Bhakti pareshano bhava viraktir. There's bhakti, devotion, para isha anubhav, direct perception of Krishna, of Bhagavan, and viraktir, detachment. So just like when eating, then there's tushti, pushti, and kshudapayo. Meaning, tushti means satisfaction, pushti means nourishment, and kshudapayo meaning, your hunger becomes less. So, this particular Ekadasi, or when we follow Ekadasi, this is a way for prapadyanti, surrender to Bhagavan. We're actually taking shelter of Bhagavan Shakti. He's giving us this time, this Ekadasi is nirgun time. Time not part of this material time. And anyone taking shelter of this, how? By performing all these activities of bhakti. Then, just like eating, you'll be removed, your hunger will be removed, you'll be nourished, and you'll experience satisfaction. These three things. So, in one song for Vaishnavas, question is why Shatila? The number six is there. And so we've heard from Vaishnavas, and every day actually, or many times when we sing songs for Vaishnav, then we sing this Ohe Vaishnav Thakur. Chaya Vega Domi, Chaya Dosha Shodhi, Chaya Guna Dehodasi, Chaya Sat Sangha Deho Amari. Boseche Sangera Ahase. He said, Boseche Sangera Ahase. I am waiting, I'm sitting, hopeful for your association. Why? Because Chaya Vega Domi. Domi means subdue. You can help me subdue the Chaya Vega, the six urges. We know what the six urges are. These are always there from the time you are born. These six urges is like something that's always there coming. And therefore, from that time, immediately crying because all these urges is there. What is that? And Arupa Goswami, he said, in this world, everyone wants to be the Lord, the controller, so powerful. We said, you want to be really powerful? He said, you can become so powerful, even the whole world become your disciple. How you do that? Be able to subdue these six urges. And what are they? And Rupa Goswami, he said, what is the first sloka of Upadeshamrita? Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udarupastu vegam, itan vegan yobish aheta dhira. He said, the dhira, the sober person, the actual, the Goswami, guru, they can subdue these six urges. Vacho vegam, the urge to speak. What else? manasa, krodha vegam, the urge of the mind, and anger. Then, jiva udar upashta, the urge of the tongue, belly, genitals. These six, for the conditioned souls, they are slaves of these six urges. So, therefore, if we pray to the Vaishnavas, oh, by your association, you can help us subdue these six urges. So like on Ekadasi also, by following this Ekadasi, then Ekadasi can bless us. We can become free from these six urges. What else? Then say chaya vega domi, chaya dosha shodhi. Oh, shodhi means like purified. You can help us be purified from this chaya dosh, these six faults. What are the six faults? Rupa Goswami again telling us in his second Upadeshamrit verse. Atyahara, prayascha, prajalpo, niyamagraha, janasangascha, lolyam. These activities, those are faults. Why? Shadvir bhaktir vinashati, they can destroy bhakti. So these six things can be purified. We can be purified from this. We also follow Ekadasi. Ekadasi provide very good association. So then this can help be purified. What else? Then chaya dosha shodhi, chaya guna. Chaya guna deho dasi. Deho means give. You will bestow this chaya gun, all these transcendental qualities, six qualities. What is that? Utsaha nishchaya dharya tatat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritti. Shatvir bhakti prasidyati. Rupa Goswami again explaining. And then, what else? Then we pray chaya guna deho dasi, chaya satsanga. And these six types of devotional, of this like real association. And what is that? Again, we take from Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, fourth verse. The dati pratigrinati guyam akyati prishate vungti vujayati chayiva. Sad priti lakshanam. These are symptoms of love. These six activities, this real association, this you do with the devotees. And this will nourish bhakti. Therefore, dadati pratignanati, meaning giving gifts in charity, accepting gifts in charity, revealing what's your mind, meaning asking questions and then receiving answers like this. And bhunkti bhujayati, taking prasad and feeding the devotees with prasad. So these six activities. Therefore, on this Ekadasi, then we can reflect that if we look at it, Ekadasi provide these things. And that's why on the Ekadasi day, the main activity is kirtan. Forgetting about these bodily needs, hearing harikata, going to holy places. And really, what is the essence of that? And how you can do that? Only in association, really, of sadhus, in association of devotees. So you're hearing harikata with the devotees, you're going parikrama or going to holy places only because to have darshan of the devotees. And actually pray for more sadhu sangha. And you do kirtan and hearing and chanting with the devotees. So Ekadasi provide this very auspicious time for this. And anyone following this, then their bhakti will be like nourished. And easily we can traverse this path, not just be liberated. Some people, they're following Ekadasi only because they want to be healthy or they want to be free from suffering or liberation. Ekadasi easily can give all these things, but Ekadasi, the real benefit and the highest gift Ekadasi can give is this love, this prem. And so today, Shatila Ekadasi, we are appreciating, acknowledging, and praying for this gift of Ekadasi. She is giving especially today, our nourishment, this food that will make us like more strong and easily be successful in this path of bhakti. Vancha kalpataruvya sakipasinduvya vacha patita nam pavaniki vaishnavo namo namo.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Gapravaram Rajarasvasikam Cha Narayanam Tamrapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanu Bhaktitam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadishi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jeev Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all I offer my Shastanga Dhanat Pranams at the Lord's feet of our spiritual masters. Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev and Tlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev and Dai Rupanankari Guru Arga. Congratulations and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. So today, as we've been hearing, is the most holy, auspicious occasion of Sattila Ekadashi. So we've heard that Til means sesame seeds. So you see, in this Madhava Bahuta Minati Kari, there also Vidyapati is sung. Dei Tulasi Tila E Dei Samarpinu. Dei Chari Na Chara Bhimai. That, oh Madhava, I'm offering this body of mine with Tulsi and Til, sesame seed. And then kindly engage me in your seva. Here it's saying, Vidyapati is praying this way. Because this Til also, there are of two kinds, black sesame seeds and this white or brown sesame seeds. So the black ones, they're the ones used for like these six kinds of like activities, like bathing in water that has been, bathing in sesame seeds that has been soaked in water, and using the sesame seeds to oil, to make some oil and apply it on Thakurji, and offering them in charity, and then also accepting gifts made of charity, and then eating these sesame seeds and offering these black sesame seeds into the fire. So all these six activities for the black ones. And the brown ones, they're basically eaten as gajak and all these things. They say by eating these sesame seeds, you get a lot of heat in your body. Therefore, they're, especially during this time, magmas, you can see the sweets, they're made of these sesame seeds and sold everywhere. And this way, like we've been hearing, many benefits of following this Ekadashi. Also, it is said in the Puranas, there's one katha where it is said that there's one rishi, Dalbya Rishi, he was asking Pulastha Rishi about the benefits of the Ekadashi, and he said there was an old lady, she used to give so much charity, and this old lady, when she when she went to the spiritual world, then when she went there, she saw that she had a house, and how did this house come about? She had given some Vishnu had previously appeared as a Kapalik, and this lady, she had just offered some mud to this Kapalik, saying, take this and go away from here. So she didn't give him what he wanted. So then what did Vishnu do? This mud that she had given, he used that mud to build a nice house for her. But when she went inside that house, she had nothing to eat. Then she asked why. He said, because you have not given donations appropriately on this Sattila Ekadashi occasion. Because this anyone who gives in charity during this occasion, then he gets so much benefit. It's said, especially if you give sesame seeds during this day in charity, then as many seeds as you have given, and what to speak of as many seeds as you have given, as many plants that have grown from these seeds, and if those plants yield many more seeds, then as many seeds as they have yielded, then as for that many years, one will stay in heaven and all these things. So that lady, then she again ascended back to the heavenly region. So in this way, all these Lok Sangraha Kathas have been described. But still we see that the Tithi of Ekadashi in itself is so powerful that any object that you offer to Krishna, to Vishnu, then he accepts. What to speak of sesame seeds, anything. Like we say, in Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Dev, he wears these Damanak leaves around him. garland made of damanak leaves. It's also called Dayana. Dayana and Damanak. So how did these leaves come about? It is said that these Damanak leaves, actually there was a demon called Damanak Daitya. This Damanak Daitya, he used to terrorize all the devatas. And he used to always live in the water. So then Vishnu, he appeared as Matsyavatar. Anyhow, he pulled him to the shore and then he defeated him. And then this Damanak Daitya, he asked for a blessing from Vishnu. He said, Prabhu, I hope to appear as a plant, and may the leaves of my body be used as a garland for you. So then Vishnu said, all right, he said. So in this way, to this day, if you offer a garland made of Damanak leaves to Vishnu, Bhagavan, he becomes very happy. Therefore, in Jagannath Puri also, there is this Damanak Utsav. There's a big festival where it's said that once, it is said that before Mangalarti, there is a custom in Jagannath Puri that the pujari, if any ornaments or any garlands have fallen from Jagannath Dev, then he has to immediately place them back on before Mangalarti starts. But sometimes, if the flower garland decorating his forehead, if that falls down, then that should not be offered again. There's the tradition there. It is said if the flower garland dressing Baladev's forehead, if it falls down, then that should be offered to Bimala Devi. And if the flower garland decorating Subhadra Devi's forehead falls down, then that should be offered to Garuda. And if the and if the flower garland decorating this Jagannath Dev, if his forehead, if that falls to the ground, that should be offered to the Gajapati, to the king. So there is this custom that the garland falling from Baldev should be offered to Bimala Devi, the garland falling from Subhadra Devi's forehead should be offered to Garuda, and the flower garland decorating Jagannath's forehead should be offered to Gajapati. So in this way, the pujari, what did he do? He took that ornament, the flower ornament decorating Jagannath's forehead, and immediately he went to offer it to the king. So the king, the Gajapati, he had a habit of gambling. So therefore, he was very much addicted to gambling. So what did he do? Instead of accepting this prasadi in his right hand, he accepted it in his left hand. He didn't know. Then the pujari didn't know what to do. He's the king. He can't say anything. He just put it in his left hand. And when the king came to his senses, he said, what have I done? And Jagannath's prasad, I've accepted it in my left hand. What greater offense can there be than this? Then he said, the only atonement for this is that I have my hand cut, he said. But who will dare to cut my hand off, he was saying, because I'm the king. So then he called his minister and he said, you come here. You see, I'm sleeping and in the night, there's always some person who stands outside my window and he's always troubling me. Maybe it's a ghost. So you do something about it. So then the minister said, all right, you sleep and then I'll be there in the next room and I'll look after it. So then when the king, he pretended to sleep there. And then he went to the next room and then he reached out through the window as though he was a ghost. And the prime minister, he saw someone's hand reaching out, he cut his hand off. Then he saw it was the king's hand. Then he said, oh, what have I done? Then the king said, this is punishment, right punishment for accepting Jagannath Mahaprasad by my left hand. Then he said, no, go bury this hand somewhere so that no one sees it. So then they buried it in a place. And the king, he continued his duties with only one hand. And soon from that spot, it is said, a beautiful plant started growing. Very beautiful, fragrant-smelling plant. Very beautiful leaves, bluish-gray leaves. And then the king was thinking, then what is this plant? How is it growing from? It's growing exactly from that same spot where my severed hand, where my severed hand was buried. So then he was thinking. So then one day the king went to have darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. There he saw that these leaves growing from that plant, they were all around Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And Jagannath Baldev Subhadra was very happy that these leaves were decorating him. So the king became very angry then with the gardener. He said, what have you done? No one even knows what this plant is, from where it's growing, and it's been offered to Jagannath. I'll cut your head off, he said. So then he said, cut his head off tomorrow morning before the sun rises. Then he started praying to Jagannath, what have I done? I haven't done anything. Then Jagannath, he appeared to the king in a dream and he said, that I'm so happy that these leaves have been offered to me. I myself have decorated myself with these leaves. And then, to the king's amazement, he saw that his left hand had also reappeared. And to this day, there's this festival commemorating this occasion. Therefore, Jagannath's garden is called Jagannath Vallabh Vatika because of this incident that happened. So therefore, what to speak of sesame seeds? Anything. You see, even a demon offered himself. And then even Vishnu accepted him in this form. Therefore, on these tithis, we see, like we heard the other day, that there's no Ekadashi for Bhagavan. Like we heard Gurudev when he was in Siliguri, he was preaching there, and we heard that the devotees there, they didn't offer any rice boga to Thakurji. And then many dacoits came, they threw all the devotees inside the river, they stole all the jewels away. And then Gurudev, when he came to Mathura, he received this telegram that all the jewels have been stolen. Then Gurudev came back from Mathura to this Jalpaiguri. And then again, when there was a big festival organized, big sabha, and then all these people had stolen the jewels away, they came. And they gave the jewels back. And then Gurudev said, "This you shouldn't honor Ekadashi this way. Ekadashi is for you, but not for Thakurji in this way." And we see also how if one really hasn't offered himself, then is Thakurji really happy? Because in this Satil Ekadashi, one may offer as many sesame seeds as he wants. Even millions, billions, trillions, even zillions. But if he hasn't offered himself, then what is the use? Like we heard the katha the other day, that once the king of Jaipur, he wanted to get his daughter married. And then when the bridegroom came, and when they started to honor this prasad, they saw the prasad was full of stones, pebbles, and many other things there. So then the king was, why is this happening? Then Govindev, he was that time residing there in this Kanak Vrindavan. Then he said, without even offering me a glass of milk, you organized such a big festival. And how is this? He said, how is this? You're my servant. Without even acknowledging me, you have held this entire festival. Then how can you possibly please me? And then immediately the king, he said, from now Govindev will no longer stay here in Kanak Vrindavan. He'll come and stay in my palace. And whatever is cooked and made should be offered to him first. And to this day, this custom is running. He also had that leela that outside the Gopinath temple, Gopinath himself would come to one person who had a sweet shop. And he'd honor so many sweets. And every time he'd honor sweets with him, he'd leave a jewel behind. He'd leave something behind. The pujari saw there were no jewels there on Gopinath. I was thinking, what's happening now? And then they realized that Gopinath himself was appearing as a small boy and giving all his jewels away in exchange for something, for these sweets. And therefore, there also this tradition runs that whatever sweets have been cooked before, even before it's being sold to anyone, it should be offered to Gopinath. So this is what Bhagwan desires, that one just offer his own self. And we see there's so many wonderful examples of this. Like there's one devotee who's especially worshipped in Odisha. His name is Dasya Baruya. His name is Odian devotee. Dasyan Baruya. So he was actually from a very low caste family. And he was from a very low caste family. They wouldn't allow him inside the Jagannath temple. So what would he do? Although he was from a very low caste family, he'd offer such nice kirtans for Jagannath. And Jagannath would appear to him and say that just because you're born in a low caste family, it doesn't mean that you'll be separated from me. You're always with me, he'd say. And then once he went to Jagannath Puri to have darshan. And then after having darshan of Jagannath, he came back with some Havishanna. And he told his wife, you offer this Havishanna. And when his wife offered this Havishanna, she placed some spinach in the middle. And she placed some grains of rice surrounding the spinach in a reddish pot. So then, when this devotee saw this, this dasya, then immediately this pot of rice reminded him of Jagannath's eye. Like we see, the sesame seeds also they remind one of Krishna because they have this blackish complexion. Therefore, Dehi Tulasi Dila. Therefore, he said, how can I even honor this Mahaprasad when it's reminding me of Jagannath so much? Then anyhow, they removed that spinach from the middle and they gave little of that rice to him. So in this way, he was from a weaver. He used to make cloth. And then once, he saw some Brahmin. We heard the other day in Katha, that Jagannath, he likes four, five kinds of fruits. What are they? He likes mangoes. He likes jackfruit. He likes bananas. And he likes coconuts. These kinds of fruits, Jagannath especially likes very much. So one Brahmin, he had a big bullock cart full of coconuts and mangoes, bananas to take to Jagannath. So then this dasya, he told him that I also have a coconut to offer. Can you offer it to Jagannath? But on one condition, he said, make sure no one chants any mantra or that no one purifies this coconut. Just stand there in the Garuda Stambha and say that I have bought this coconut from Dasya and please accept it. So his Brahmin said, all right. Then he went inside the temple and he stood behind the Garuda Stambha, and there he offered this coconut to Jagannath. And as soon as he offered this coconut to Jagannath, the coconut disappeared from his hand. And the Brahmin said, what is this? Then after some time, the Pandas were all shouting inside the Jagannath temple. There they said, who is this Utpat who has done this? There they saw there were pieces of coconut all over Jagannath's face, all over his hands. Who has fed this coconut to Jagannath? They were thinking. Then this Brahmin, he came and told this Dasya Barua, and he became so happy that Jagannath has accepted this coconut. Similarly, once he even bought mangoes to offer to Jagannath in Puri. Again, they said, no, you cannot enter the temple. You're from low caste. Then he said, all right. Then he offered these mangoes to the Sudarshan Chakra on top. And then what happened? There, again, in Jagannath Singhasan, pieces of mangoes were seen everywhere in this way. And then they all fell at the feet of this devotee and they offered him Jagannath's Prasadi Mala. And he said, no, I'm not worthy of this. And he instead fell at the feet of the Pandas and he took their foot dust, saying, you're all the sevaks of Jagannath, please bless me in this way. It said that for him, even Jagannath, he appeared in water and he gave him darshan during his Rath Yatra festival. So in this way, all these devotees, they're not just offering certain things. When they're offering certain things, these things that they're offering, these objects, they signify their very soul. That they're offering, their very souls that they're offering in this way. And what will the, and how will the Bhagwan reciprocate with them? In such wonderful ways he reciprocates with them. Like we see in Jagannath Puri, there's a custom on Ekadashi. On every Ekadashi, there's a custom where a person, he goes on top of the Jagannath temple on every Ekadashi and he prays to Jagannath. He sings one kirtan where he says, oh Jagannath, please protect the Gajapati. That's it. Please protect this Gajapati. How did this custom come about? So then, like the other day, like we were just reading from this, about this Leela. There was one king called Ramchandra Dev in Jagannath Puri. So he, this king, when he was fighting with the Mughals, they captured him. And they said, we'll only give your kingdom back, Jagannath Puri, to you if you convert to Islam. Or else we'll never give your kingdom back. So, and he was thinking, anyhow, I should save my Jagannath. So he converted to Islam. And the day he converted to Islam, they didn't let him even stay in Jagannath Puri. They said, you have to stay in Kurdano, not in Jagannath Puri. They stopped him from coming there. And they said, the king, every day, every year, he would sweep in front of the Jagannath chariot. Even that they stopped. He said, no, you can no longer do this also. And then on every Ekadashi, they'd offer this prayer for the king. They'd go on top and say, oh king, oh Jagannath, please protect the king. Then they said, stop this also, because he's a Muslim now. So then the king was said, what have I done? Whatever I have done is only for the pleasure of Jagannath. So then this king, every day in the middle of the night, he'd stand in front of Singhadwar and he'd offer so many kirtans to Jagannath, saying, Jagannath, please forgive me. Whatever I've done is only for you. And then what happened? Jagannath himself ran all the way from the Singhasan to Singhadwar to give darshan to the king. And then the Pandas, when they saw in the morning, they saw these Damanak leaves that Jagannath was wearing. The same leaves that the king previously used to offer, the previous Gajapati. And all these leaves, they saw all the way from the Singhasan to the Singhadwar. All on all the steps. And then in this way, Jagannath was giving their darshan to him as Patit Pavan. So since then, this custom goes that on every Ekadashi, that whoever goes on top should always signify the glories of the Gajapati. Because the Gajapati is a very dear servant of Jagannath. And therefore, this custom is also being followed to today, to till this day, that he always comes and sweeps in front of Jagannath's chariot in this way. So what will Prabhu not do, Bhagavan not do for his bhaktas? He's ready to do everything. Just lastly, I'll end with this. Like we see in Tirupati, how did Srinivas get this name Govinda? You see, everyone addresses him as Govinda. How did he get this name as Govinda? It is said that once Srinivas, he went to Agastya Rishi's ashram. And he said, now I'm a grihastha. Padmavati is my wife, so I need to maintain somehow. So please give me one of your cows, he told Agastya Rishi. So Agastya Rishi said, all right, I'll give you one of my cows, but only if you come here with Padmavati. Then I'll give. Then Srinivas said, all right. Then the next day, he brought Padmavati along with him to Agastya Rishi. But that day, Agastya Rishi, he was not present there. His disciples, one of his disciples, he was present there. So one of his disciples, he said, I cannot give you the cow because my guru has not given me the order. And he said, you don't know who I am. He said, regardless of whoever you are, unless my guru has given the order, I cannot give you the cow. So then, Srinivas, he said, all right. Then he started walking away from there. Then Agastya Rishi, he saw what happened. Then immediately he came running. And he said, oh, Swami, go Inda, he said. Swami, go Inda. In Telugu, go Inda means, Swami, please take this cow, he said. This way he said, Swami, go Inda, go Inda, go Inda 108 times. And since then he got this name, Govinda. Therefore, anyone who goes to Tirupati and chants Govinda's names 108 times, it is said he goes to Vaikuntha there. And this is how he got the name, Govinda. This is how Bhagavan reciprocates with his bhaktas. Like we see in Tirumala also, the Vaishnavas, they said, they previously they stayed in this Hatiram Baba's ashram, where they would cook for the devotees every day, and the devotees there in Hatiram Baba's mutt, they became so happy with the Vaishnavas, saying, oh, we're so happy that you came here, serving all of us, serving all the devotees here. So who is this Hatiram Baba? Hatiram Baba was actually from Uttar Pradesh. He was a Ram Bhakta. When he came there, Tirupati, every day he'd play dice with Balaji. He'd play dice with him. And one day, Srinivas was playing dice with this Hatiram Baba. And then he said, oh, I have to go immediately now. Mangalarti is going to start. If I'm not there, then the pujaris will get very angry with me. Then he ran away from there. Then there, he left one of his jewels behind. So then the pujaris saw one of the jewels was missing. They went looking everywhere. They found it there in Hatiram Baba's bhajan kutir. Then the king arrested him. Then he said, what have I done? I haven't done anything. This Balaji, he comes and plays every day with me. Balaji was the name given by Hatiram Baba. Now you see, Srinivas is famous all over India as Balaji. And who gave this name? It was Hatiram Baba, actually, who gave this name to him. Saying, I was playing with Balaji. Then the king said, all right, now I'm going to place many sugar canes inside your prison, like 10 tons of sugar canes. If you eat all of this by morning, then I'll believe that Srinivas has come and he's playing dice with you. Then he said, all right, let's see what his desire is. Then on that same night, Bhagwan, he appeared as an elephant and he ate all the sugar canes there. And since then, he came to be known as Hatiram Baba. Means Bhagwan himself who appeared as an elephant and ate everything. So in this way, on these tithis, unless one offers himself, then whatever he does, everything will only be like external, only be secondary. So therefore, in these tithis, Ekadashi Devi is reminding us that if you offer your very self, then Bhagwan will be so happy. And then he'll give you darshan. And offering all these other objects, they only signify your surrender. Like flowers, sesame seeds, like Annakoti, you offer grains, you offer many things. They only signify your very self. So this way, all these tithis, they give us this opportunity. And they bear such significance. So vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasandvesha vidhanam bhavanebhyavajanebhyo namo namah.
Tumirandhasya gananjana salakaya Chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha Vancha kalpadruhasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha Padidhanam pavanibho vaishnavibho namo namaha Namaha padanyaya krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunat Sijibi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunat Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jaite Vignana Sabhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय, गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय, भक्त विघ्न विनाश गण सिंहदेव की जय, भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, सर्वविश्वता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय, गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय, ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय, ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय, ब्रज श्रीमती श्री प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय, ब्रज देवीगण की जय, जय एकादशी तिथि की जय, षट्तिल एकादशी की जय, एकादशी तिथि पालनकारी भक्तवृंद की जय, समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। नाउ इज टुडे एकादशी षट्तिल, वेरी नाइस दिस एकादशी एंड एकादशी इज ग्लोरियस, वेरी स्पेशल ऑल आर वृंदावन धाम ब्रजधाम विथ इन कुरुवर्ग वैष्णवाज वैष्णवीज भक्त डिवोटीज, देयरफॉर दिस स्पेशल मर्सी ऑल्सो available for everybody. Now this Ekadashi Devi giving this good opportunity. She is not teaching direct, giving this seva adhikar. What? Now you are serving God by love. How? Telling short tila Ekadashi. giving everything six way. Only not one way. Not telling Tila Ekadashi, Tirottama Ekadashi, telling short Tila. Six way using. Not one way. Telling this sesame seed, this offering. And this also doing havan, smearing his bodies, making sweet everything. So now Guru Bhargava explaining how we are understanding all reality. Sajatiya asasnigda sadhu sangha sadhupare simad bhagavata artha asada sagana rasikaisa. Without Rasik Bhavuk, cannot understanding what reality. Therefore, all Guru Varga, what is say, you know, they telling. Sneha, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. All are has love and affection, but this says me like this little you now change and offer. I am continue million life to a practice. I am offering my love for many others, cows, bull, cat, kitten, chicken, hen, behen, peahen, man, woman, many others. But now telling no. This neha, how this neha? Then Rupa Goswami Prabhu is writing. Before our hearing now, tadati pratikinnati, sat sat sanga. These things I am offering, but like is ordinary people for I am offering, I have practiced, but no, now offering God. Ekadashi Devi say, I am helping. You try to do, want to do, you have desire, then I am more helping. I am. Otherwise, anybody not take my responsibility. I am offering God for God accepting and no accepting, no guarantee, no warranty. But Ekadashi Sebe say, I am now here today, take your responsibility. You giving Tulsi Dalamatrino, Jalasya Chulukenaba, Tulsi Dal, Gangajal. But God accepting, no accepting. But Adhijarji offering, then God accepting. So today Tulsi Ekadashi Devi telling, okay, not many things, only little things giving. What? Dehi Tulsi Tilo, Deha Samarpilu, Dehajani Nachulubi Moe, Tuhu Jagannatha, Jagati Kohaosi, Jagabai Nahimuichar. Hey Jagannath, I am offering myself within Tulsi and Til. Only praise you accepting, meaning I have nothing to offer, I have no desire, I have no mood, I don't know any things, I have no good things, what I am offering in you? All bad things I have, bad mood, desire, not only practice, everything bad. Ekadashi is saying, okay, today, only this, everything, too much, but sesame seed, one sesame seed, how much value? But this much you are offering, I am, this offer is taking and giving God. So then telling, sneha, not to little things. Loke ki sneha, aprakito, paramarthi ki sneha. This is first, adu sraddha to sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, then more going on, increasing. But this sneha affection, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, this all, this only ragatmika bhak, bhak, this brajavasi has. Other way, these things is not available. So Ekadashi Devi kindly sees now this bhagat, God service for little offering, but is she is arranging this things. Chay satsanga. Satsanga sevadi ninnam. Satsanga telling past Goswami Prabhu very easily giving instruction. Tadati pratiginnati guyamakhati pichyati bhungte bhajati saiva saravidya pratilakkhanam. Bhaktum Thakur saying, dan pratigraha, mitho gupta katha, bhakkhana bhujana dan, sangera lakshan eichaya hoy, ihate bhaktira pran, tatta na bujhiye, gyaneva agyane, asate esava kari, bhakti harainu, visayi hoinu, sudure rohile hori. This sneha man prana rag anurag bhav mahabhav is bogus, ordinary persons with this I am practicing and doing, then is I am lost my bhakti, everything I lost, I am visayi bogi now, and all fruits coming bad fruits. But Ekadashi Devi teaching, okay, first you practicing by sesame seed with this. This is God offer for Lakshmi Devi, she is giving. Giving this world, everything, Mahalakshmi. But anything is giving, that things, next I am practicing, offering for God, then our study will be good. Yeah, culture will be good, and nature will be good. Everything then will be prasadam. But I cannot offer God, I'm offering any other maintaining for their love and affection, their bliss and mercies for, they will be arrested. This is called Maya Anayati Maya. Then, losing many bad things coming. So then, telling, okay, now other things offering for practicing, no need, only this, this is enough, sesame seed. So now, next is telling this, Maharaj Yudhishthir doing big Rasya Yajna. Oh, bigger, like Krishna is there washing feet. All are asan, vasan, bhusan, vastra, alankar, prasadam, everything giving. Krishna teaching how pleasing everybody and how mercy coming. Maharaj Yudhishthir, other yajna not will be complete. But Krishna himself doing only for Yudhishthir Maharaj. Happiness for Krishna is well-wisher. He thinking about him. I am his representative. Now I am doing for him. Okay, he is doing. But after yajna complete, Maharaj Yudhishthir resting in on top of roof and summer season and looking night time sky, many swan is flying and going. Then some swan is telling, Baba, how is this yajna Maharaj Yudhishthir Maharaj doing? Oh, not possible, past and future. Not possible. Nobody doing like this. Then other swan saying, useless. All wealth is here and there. That too, Arjun collecting. And after is giving charity and donation. And this and that. Also, Krishna doing everything properly. Maharaj Yudhishthir, what doing? Maharaj Yudhishthir not washing feet, not feeding anybody, not doing arati puja, nothing. He is like he's doing yajna and worshipable. He's also, what is giving charity? He is nothing. Look, this Krishna teaching everybody, Krishna helping everybody, but nobody learning. Also abusing Krishna, also insulting Krishna, too much. But how is Krishna is humble and everything doing? But look, Krishna's own followers, this one, Muni, Rishi, he is in Prayagraj, he is every day bank of this Ganga Jamuna Saraswati staying and going any farmhouse filled to grains is, farmers is taking and anything is dropping there to collecting. Market is going evening time, then market broke all off and then some grains here and there he is collecting. And after washing, frying, making sattu, next is offering God. And after he is waiting, any guest or chief guest or titi, sadhu, rishi, any giving them feeding. After anything, little bit extra, then he is water is taking. One mongoose, he is gone this Yudhishthir yajna after finish, then there is many ashes. He is rolling, rolling, rolling these ashes. He is looking, half body is become gold. But half body, no more gold. He is thinking, what happened? My body half is become gold, very nice color, and half is dirty and black. Then I'm where going? He is moving, 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 coming. Rukmini is here. Rukmini is this. Sattu is offering and little bit is dropping and he is there rolling and become complete full body gold. Then he see, oh, this Muni's yajna is big yajna. Only fire inside is offering. Only one fire inside. But many Brahmasi, Rishi, Tapasi, Rajasi, many sadhu, bhakta, they are inside Paramatma, also they have fire. Their mouth inside giving this foodstuff, prasadam, they make them happy. This is more great yajna. So now their Yudhishthira yajna, Krishna is doing everything. Then benefit coming for whom? So our well-wisher Guruvarga doing all are for everything, but all are not doing for their happiness, for pleasures, for nothing. The Ekadashi Devi telling, now take training today to this Tadati Pratiginyati. I am now offering him God. And also Ekadashi Devi say, I am helping, I am teaching, I am giving inspiration, I am giving instruction. All good things, how you offering, not looking. Like offering before any good things, then my tongue is, my very greedy tongue, eyes is greedy, nose is greedy, taking smell, eyes is looking, and when giving tongue inside, when coming my belly is inside, this nonsense idea. So telling Ekadashi Devi, don't be worry. I am all time present, I am all time helping. But you start this practice, short tila, til dan, til bhojan, til jhavan, til this smearing bodies and making these sweets. All way, now you start practice. Then I am helping. Also, not only till, then I am. Everything, how by affection, by love, I am God for offering, then I am all time is with helping. All your senses are not, will be independent, anything stealing for, hiding for, enjoying for, and accepting for, no, then not will be thief. Otherwise, all jiva, God property stealing on self, without God permission and order, not offer also, on self is using there for their all time collecting sins and offense, and after prarabdha, lot of things. By this world, anybody not creating anything, God creating everything. So God thinks God for offering. So this practice for the Shatila Ekadashi day today, she is mercifully, kindly came and she is teaching and giving. All are practicing for very good chances, good opportunity. Little bit doing, then Krishna will be happy. Alpa seva bahu kori mane. After this is going on, increasing, then coming sneha, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, then man, pranoy, madan, madan, in going on. They are continuing. Everything is offering, everything serving. By own choice, for you know, Krishna Anusharanam. So today is very special day. This Magh Mas, this Kumbh Mela, Prayagraj. Yesterday hearing this, God is bringing this nectar, omrito, no mokshamrito, no jivanamrito, no bhogamrito, giving this paramamritam ekam jivanam bhushanam me. He is giving this primamrito, lahori. What? This nectar, soul getting on swarup, on body. Then he is give up this physical body, subtle body. He getting what one? This spiritual body. These things not available any other way. Our this bhaktis line, bhaktas are getting this good opportunity, good chance. So this Kumbh Mela, then now starting then, Ekadashi Devi coming, okay, you practicing, then by God mercy, God giving the nectar, forever, like Putana came, She has only service for desire. What? I am pleasing Kansa. But she is king. She is telling Yashoda, hey, old lady, this son is not yours, this is my son. Look, I am young. Your breast is already broken and nothing in milk. My breast is very bigger. Look, I have lot of milk. I have lot of love. This is my son. She is only doing duplicity, but taking lap and front of everybody opening breast and giving Krishna's mouth. Krishna says, okay, desire is good, but is but you doing duplicity, no tonki. You're giving me poison. Okay, anyhow, you give me poison, I'm take out in poison, then I'm accepting in you, changing in you forever for. So now, really, Olar has no taste for giving God anything. Many persons has gold, pearls, diamond, many costly, valuable things. So Krishna says, okay, not possible you giving gold and diamonds, platinum, white gold, yeah, pearls, yeah, any other costly things. Okay, giving one sesame seed now first. Enough, I am happy. Therefore, dehi tulasi tila, deha samarpilu, daya jani, na chodo bimoi. Prabhu, you are kind, very kind. You are never anybody, anything is offering, you accept him, but you never left. But there are no warranty. But today is a warranty, guarantee. Telling Ekadashi Devi, I am giving warranty. I am all time. Anything you offering, I am offering God. So, Guru Vaishnav nearby. How is nature? No, I regret also. Okay, I am offering my Guru Maharaj. Offering my bhaktas, devotees, Vaishnavas, Brajavasis. Oh, how is miser? How is miser? Crazy, crazy. Good cloth, 10 piece, 20 piece hiding, not giving anybody. Shoes, how many? 100 pieces. 100 pairs. Yeah, everything, God gift, but I cannot offer him. How is crazy? Tekadish Devi say, your craziness, madness, miser, everything I am removing and make you clean and happy. Forever, give you liberation. You, I am give you getting good chance, but today, Shatila Ekadashi, you six way, satsanga, chay satsanga, didadati pratiginnati. Bas, you giving, then he is giving back you anything, taking. You speaking, he is nearby, he ask, then he is giving answer. You accepting and following. And any secret things, hidden things, but all I am telling, he is near and I am hearing his advice. So, anyhow, today, not telling Brahmins are offering, not telling Shudra, ya Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Girasthi, Vanaprasthi, no. Mahaprabhu, they are for telling. Oh, Naham Vipra, Nacharnapati, Navaishya, Nashudra. Naham Varni, Nachagriyapati, Navanastu, Jyotirva. But what saying then? Kintu Pradyum Nikhila Purna Vitabde, Gopir Bhattu, Padakamalayo, Dasa, Dasa, Dasanu Dasa. I am servant to servant to servant to servant to Gopir Bhattu, Gopijana Vallabh, Krishna. Then Gopis are expert for serving. Then they teaching. Then they take responsibility. Then our good luck, good fortune. I am their servant. I am not Brahmi, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Ekadashi Devi, very secret things, giving for calm. But Jiva is telling, okay, you are ordinary, and then you're doing like this, like this, like this. But Jiva don't know anything, but doing, and then automatic benefit coming. Then change coming, then coming this sneha, rag, sneha, man, prana, rag, unrag, bhav, mahabhav, all ragatmik, Brajavasis, all this nectar and flow is coming. The soul food, and soul is getting birth, and soul getting the Swarup Siddhi. Forever for service for getting good chances. So today is a special day. Evening time now, next hearing, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.
Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajanayanu Kula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premalati Karamula Madhavati Ti Bhakti Janani Yatane Palana Kari Krishna Vasati Vasati Boli Parama Adare Vori Gaurayama Se Sabastane Korala Brahmana Range Se sabastana heri boyami pranaya bhakata sange mridanga vajya sunite man avasara sadayache Gaur vihita kirtana shuni Ananda hridaya nache Jugala murti dekhiya mor Paramanande hoya Prasada seva korite hoya Sakala prapancha jaya Jedina grihe bhajana deki Grihate goloka bhaya Charana Sindho Dekhiya Ganga Sukhana Sima Paya Tulasi Dekhi Dudaya Pran Madhava Toshani Jani Gaura Priya Shaka Sevane Jivana Sartakamani Jivana Bhakti Vinod Krishna Bhajane Anukula Payaja Pratidivase Paramasuke Svikara Koroyeta Ashuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajanayanukula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premalati Karamula Jai Ekadashi Jai Madhavtiti Ekadashi Jai Madhavtiti Jai Hari Vasar Jaya Ekadasi Hari Vasar Jaya Ekadasi